I was told the planning commission needs to decide on four factors today. I have heard a lot of information tonight that is great information. I don't think we're here to decide if Nebraska needs another beef packing plant, because I do believe it does. I believe we're here to decide if this location is the right place right now. Some of the factors that you guys need to decide on tonight that I was told, is this land deemed blight and substandard? Yes. Was this land deemed heavy industrial? Yes. Does this meet and agree with the city's comp plan? And as far as I can see, yes, it does. If it was our county's comp plan, no, it would not. There are things in our county comp plan that state that the composting site is required to be a minimum of 250 feet from any waters of the state. The site must be 1/4 mile from residents of the party composting. The site must be at least 1 mile from any public use area, including schools, churches, cemeteries, or public recreations. This might the surface county road. When I was looking through the city comprehensive plan, the only thing that I could had anything to do with for the economic development, it says North Platte's economic development is inextricably linked to Lincoln County and other communities in the county. And it goes on. I did not know what inextricably meant, so I looked it up. In a way that is impossible to disengage or separate. So to me, two plans are impossible to separate. The last thing was, is this development in the best interest for the city and entire region? When this meeting started, Judy had said that 4 times. Entire region. I'm here tonight to tell you that this does not check, it does not help the entire region. Briggs said that we should be, as we are on the correct side of town. Well, apparently my family, the Goldens, is on the wrong side of town. Of entire, having no element or part left out, complete in degree and total. That means nobody is left out. Nothing is left out. I have had people say sometimes you need to take one for the team, or it's unfortunate what your family will endure, but it's what's best for our economic impact. I lost sleep over these comments many nights wondering what exactly does that mean? Are you asking my grandfather and my family to give up his current serenity that has they built their forever home with full windows to the west to watch the sunset every single night. They built that home to sit on their front porch and listen to the wildlife and breathe in fresh air. At night, it's so dark and beautiful out there. You should see the stars reflecting off the sandpit. It would take your breath away. Their plan was not to smell the rendering process, have the lights of the plant take away their stars and fog from the steam obscure their view. Our board members and this project, several boards, not just one, are asking a lot of my family and the residents out there. As a little girl, this was always my paradise, a place I could go in peace and talk to God. I knew I would do anything to live out there someday and watch my grandchildren have the same beautiful experiences that I had growing up. John and I have had this dream retiring out there for years. And I feel as though we are being asked to give up all of this for our community's economic impact. The same city board members and government officials that continue to vote to tour our place. They have never once asked us about our concerns. They have never been out to experience what Golden Points has to offer. Never been out to watch a sunset or even introduce themselves to any of the residents out there. We have not had contact from Sustainable Beef either, yet we are asked to keep our emotions out of it. How can we possibly not get emotional about the fact that our family's lives were meetings and was always told now is not the time for your questions? We read about it in the media. We are told they are breaking ground in the fall. We have been left in the dark. To what is taking place less than a mile away. The place where generations have grown up will no longer have the same air quality. How can you justify the quality of even one person's life? I have not seen my grandfather cry very much in my life, and this project has done it. He has worked that land every single day since he has bought it. He has changed so many lives with that land. Now he sits in tears at night, the feeling of his last few years it will all cheer so hard for and the future generations to enjoy. We too care about our family's future, much like the members of Sustainable Beef and everybody that has talked today, the generations that have grown up out there. What you are asking for takes that away. What are your last years of life worth? What about your retirement and your forever home? What about the safety of your family getting to the hospital with clean, open roads, with not 875 people coming at once to go to work or 875 people leaving, with one in and out access road? Sorry. What is that worth to you? Is it $1 billion? Can you put a price tag on your family? Because I can't. Over the years, there have been some pretty big numbers dangled in front of us for that land, and there has never been enough zeros to make that happen. You see, it's not about the money to my family. It's always been about what that land has given us that money simply cannot buy. If you have ever been lucky enough to between the two rivers where they come together, you would understand. Can you guarantee that my family will retire out there with peace and air quality like we have grown up with? And if you cannot guarantee this, what will you be doing about it? Is that a question for the city or Sustainable Beef in the future? I believe if you are taking away our future, we have planned our entire lives, there lies some responsibility to make it right, whether that is the city or this project. This will no doubt change the quality of life on Golden Road. So I guess the big question is entire. Does this project benefit the entire region? And if that answer is no, then I think that you should vote no. After all, we do not inherit this land from our ancestors. We borrow it from our children. I have been in touch with Judy several times, and she has been in touch with Mr. Gibbon. And we do have a lot of questions for Golden Road. And I did receive an email that I do believe answered maybe a quarter of those questions that we had for them. That road is our only access in and out for emergency purposes. And I had listened earlier that they don't quite have that figured out right. So I don't see how we can possibly vote on this location if we don't know how there's going to be an in and out road to access everybody, especially the residents that are back there. We were also told that 30 trucks a day will be on that road, as well as 875 employees twice a day. But I was wondering if those 30 trucks a day also include the refrigerated trucks picking up the meat, or if they plan on selling the rendering, and if that includes those semis as well. Will that add to the 30 semi trucks? And how often do those trucks come pick up? Because I don't know how often they come in to pick up meat, or they come and pick up that rendering. Also, is there going to be a certain time of day that 875 cars come in? Access be blocked at 8 a.m. or 5 p.m. Another question my family had is, who is responsible if the road is blocked and we can't get in and out? Who do we call? Do we call the city? Do we call the police? Do we call Sustainable Beef? Who do we call if there's a problem and we can't get in or out of our property? And also, how will you stop them from entering our property if they miss the turnoff? The only way to turn around on Golden Road would be in my grandparents' driveway, unless they reverse on a dirt road. Deaver's land is normally marshy and wet. You can barely drive that most of the time. And the last issue would be lighting. My family will need to be able to sleep at night, and the other residents out there as well. Thank you for your time and listening to me.
Thank you.